I was a member of the Communist Party. I'm not a member of the Communist Party anymore, but I still consider myself very much a socialist. So we'll get to that later. But when I was fired from my position in the philosophy department, the very first teaching job I had in 1969 at UCLA. And before I had a chance to teach my first class, Ronald Reagan, who was the governor at that time, sort of instigated the Board of Regents to relieve me of my position because of my membership in the Communist Party. Well, during that period, I was the target of the most incredible kinds of attacks, verbal attacks. I got thousands and thousands of hate letters from people who told me to go back to Russia. And I had never been to Russia at that time, so, you know, go back to Russia. They also told me to go back to Africa, and I hadn't yet gone to Africa as well. It's interesting how they kind of merged my blackness and my communistness. But it occurred to me at that time that so many people had learned how to identify communism as their enemy, and oftentimes as their intimate enemy. That whenever someone was pointed out as being a communist, that person, myself included, became a magnet for all kinds of amazing violence and I won't even mention the epithets that I was called in these letters. But I realized then that something was really wrong. If people could fear communism in that kind of visceral way, when there weren't very many communists in the States at that time. The McCarthy era had basically, gotten rid of the organized communist movement because it was deemed illegal and people were arrested and taken to prison.